Hi, this is Chris. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey.
Oh, hi there. Welcome to Odyssey. I'm John Avery Whittaker, but most folks around here call me Whit. Why don't you get the whole family together and join us for another exciting adventure in Odyssey?
You know, you were like this at the bowling alley, too.
Well, what do you mean?
Connie, you hurt me more than anyone I've ever met.
Well, that explains the shoe print on your forehead.
Well, we have to make up for the time we lost while he was gone.
Well, that's about as insightful as a dog in a sweater.
I like the quote on page 87.
Yeah, it really makes the point about how we should ask God for what we desire, but ultimately be open to whatever He thinks is best.
Yeah, and sometimes what we think is best in our eyes really isn't what's best in God's eyes.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Connie, are you wearing a muzzle tonight? You've hardly said a peep. What do you think of chapter 12?
Well, I thought it was good.
Oh, well, that's about as insightful as a dog in a sweater.
Bernard, if you're going to lead the study, you can't make fun of us.
Okay, then just say you forgot to read and I won't ask you questions. Mitch, do you have any thoughts?
I sort of left my book at home.
Oh, here, Mitch, good. You can use mine.
Thanks.
Oh! What?
Paper cut.
Sorry.
Yeah, I'll live. Well, I didn't finish what was assigned, but I thought I'll have to agree with Whit and Jason.
Yeah, okay. Moving on.
So I'm thinking, what's so uninsightful about a dog in a sweater? I mean, that doesn't seem all that unintelligent to me.
No.
Oh, hi, Whit.
Hi.
Oh, hi. Well, what have you two been up to?
Oh, we went out for hot chocolate and then to the park to swing. I haven't been swinging in ages.
It sounds fun.
Until her shoe flew off while she was swinging.
Oh? Well, that explains the shoe print on your forehead.
Oh, here, let me wipe that off for you. Hold still, there's something in your eye.
Ow, yeah, your finger.
Well, it looked like an eyelash. Sorry, maybe it was just a shadow.
Connie, you hurt me more than anyone I've ever met.
Well, not intentionally.
Well, today you're out to destroy my face. Yesterday you dropped a microwave on my foot. The day before you spilled hot coffee on me. And last week...
Well, at least I keep you on your toes.
I'll be running out of those, too, if I keep hanging around with you.
Ha ha, very funny.
Oh, look at the time. I need to get going.
Hey, thanks for a great morning.
Will I see you when you're off work?
Of course.
Maybe we could go see a movie.
Maybe you could even come early and hang out while I close the shop.
That'd be fun. I'll call you and we'll figure it out.
Talk to you then. I'll miss you.
I'll miss you too.
Are you planning on working today, Connie, or just fogging up the window?
Well, I'm here to work. Sorry I'm late. Mitch and I lost track of time, I guess.
Yeah, that seems to be happening a lot lately.
Isn't it wonderful? We have so much fun together.
I can tell. But... Well, frankly, I'm a little worried about you.
Why? I'm really happy.
Oh, you and Mitch spend an awful lot of time together.
Well, we have to make up for the time we lost while he was gone. Trust me, Whit, we're fine.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
How have your personal devotions been going?
Fine. Well, maybe not as regular as they used to be.
Oh. Well, Connie...
Whit, I know what you're saying, and I don't need a lecture, okay? I'm an adult, and I know how to prioritize my time.
Oh, I know you do. But I also know God wants some of that time.
I'm sure God understands. He's met Mitch. Much for coming early, Mitch. This last hour of work is always so slow. Usually just Bernard and his ma.
You could help me, you know.
I will in a minute.
I couldn't resist the offer to split a banana split with my favorite person.
split a split. You're so funny, Mitch. Oh, look what I found when I was skimming through a magazine tonight.
What is it?
A compatibility quiz. Hanging out with a special someone? Take this quiz to see if it's true blue connection or just a passing attraction. You ready?
Do I have to be?
Come on, it'll be fun. I've already answered the question, so we'll see if your answers match mine. Okay. If you were stranded on a deserted island, would you want A, a porcelain doll, B, a litter box, or C, your significant other?
C, my significant other.
3 points. Do you prefer to A, crochet, B, pickle vegetables, or C, have fun with friends?
C, have fun with friends.
Yes. 3 more points. You know, we're perfect together. Okay, if you were to choose the ideal vacation spot, would you go to A, Antarctica, B, Pittsburgh, or C, the Bahamas?
A would be interesting.
A? You wouldn't go to Antarctica.
I wouldn't? Where would I go?
The Bahamas, like me. 3 points. Okay, next question.
Pick up your feet, please. The mop won't stop.
Sure. Okay, next.
I'm a little tired of this, Connie.
You're not the only one. Watch out for my bucket there. I may need it.
I like how your ears turn red when you're embarrassed.
I like how you always get whipped cream on your nose when you eat a sundae.
I like how that lock of hair falls across your forehead at such an adorably perfect angle.
Oh, Connie, I love the way your kidneys work. Oh, Mitch, your toenails grow with such amazing symmetry.
Come on, Bernard. Don't you remember what it was like when you and Maud first met?
Sure. I still remember what she was wearing.
That's so sweet. What was it?
A chicken costume.
Huh? What?
She was working at Chickadoodles, and she dressed up like a chicken and stood out front holding signs about their new chicken sandwich.
And it was love at first sight, huh?
I felt lightheaded with her scent. An annoying ache in the pit of my stomach.
Sounds like you were hungry.
Yeah, maybe that was it. I need a sandwich.
So, are you sure your feelings for me aren't just hunger pains?
I'm positive. But you wouldn't believe how much I missed you while I was gone.
I'm so glad you're here now.
Me too, Connie. I wouldn't want to be anywhere else.
Well, good reading this week, didn't you think, Bernard?
A little too convicting for my taste.
Yeah, I have a habit of deciding what God wants for me and then going after it. But I don't always leave it open for God to do what he wants to do.
I think we all struggle with that.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to hear what people have to say. Okay, everyone, time to get started.
Where's Connie? She's leading tonight, isn't she?
She's later than a penguin in a body cast.
Well, I'll call her.
Mitch isn't here yet either.
Figures. Those two. I'll bet my best bucket she and Mitch went out and forgot about Bible study completely.
Oh, come on now, Bernard. Yeah. Connie may not always be the most responsible person, but this group means a lot to her. Hi, June. Yeah, this is Whit. Say, did Connie already leave for Bible study? Oh, she did. With Mitch. Yeah, okay, yeah, I guess so. Oh, thanks, June. She forgot. They went bowling.
Oh, boy.
That's just not like her.
Everything okay here?
Could I please get some more Parmesan cheese?
Sure, I'll be right back with it.
Hey, Mitch, did I ever tell you my Parmesan cheese story? I was in the grocery store looking for it and found it on the top shelf, where I couldn't reach it, of course. So I had to stand on my shopping cart and try to balance, but the thing kept on rolling. And then a giant monkey came in and threw a watermelon at me. Mitch, you're not even listening to me.
Sure I am. Monkeys, right?
Mitch.
Okay, I was a little preoccupied. I'm sorry.
You know, you were like this at the bowling alley, too. Don't start the distractedness again. We just got over keeping secrets.
You're right. It won't happen again.
I'm glad nothing stands between us now.
Yeah. There's something I need to tell you. Agent Borland from the FBI called me today.
Are you in danger? Is someone after you?
No.
Oh, good. So why did he call?
Well, he said some encouraging things.
Like what?
Well, like he was really impressed with how I helped them out, said I was bright and had good instincts.
Well, that's nice.
And he gave me something to think about.
What?
It would mean going away for a while.
What?
And you might not like it.
What?
But I might not even do it. I mean, I'm still looking around for a job.
Mitch, what are you talking about?
Orlin asked me to join the FBI. Sure, they killed me, remember?
I'm serious, Mitch. You don't really want to do that, do you?
Well, I don't know yet. I have time to think about it. Their next training session doesn't start for a few months.
Training? Where would you have to go for that?
Virginia.
That's on the other side of the world!
Not quite.
Almost.
Well, there are reasons not to go.
Like what?
Well, one in particular.
Really?
Where else would I have such a low utility bill?
Mitch?
I'm kidding. You know how I feel. I like being around you. You're not worried, are you? I didn't want to tell you because I didn't want you to worry. But I figured I should be up front with you, too.
No, I'm glad you told me. There's no reason for me to freak out about it. Things will work out.
Absolutely, and I don't have to decide this very moment.
Right. So can we talk about something else?
Like monkeys and watermelon?
Yeah, something like that.
I've got an idea. You know what we haven't done in a while?
Paper mache?
Gone rollerblading. Let's head down to the park and skate a few laps.
Sounds fun.
I'll take care of the bill. Be right back.
Okay. Oh, God, don't let him go away again.
Hi, you've reached Wit. Sorry I can't take your call right now. Please leave a message.
Hi, Whit. This is Connie. I really need to talk to you. And you know how you always said I could call you anytime if I needed to? Well, now I'm calling you anytime. I know it's late, but, well, I needed to talk to you. I guess I said that already. So phone me back. Otherwise, it's Thursday tomorrow, so I'll see you in the morning at the diner, I guess. But I'd really rather talk to you tonight. Bye.
Two flapjacks, stack of pig back, extra crispy, and double eggs over easy with a side of browns for table three. Oh, hey, Connie. You're early this morning.
It's 7 a.m. That's when I'm usually here on Thursdays.
No, you're supposed to be here at 7, but you're usually meandering in about 7:15. You know, every week I ask Whit, I say just like that. Whit, why do you come on time every week just to wait around for 15 minutes? And you know what he says?
What?
Grover? He says just like that. Grover, someday she'll surprise me, and I want to be here to see it.
Well, looks like he missed it this week. I even beat him here.
Yippers. Bad day for him to cancel.
He canceled?
Mm-hmm. Called about 15 minutes ago to say he couldn't make it. Said he tried calling you at home, but you'd already left.
But he always makes it.
I know. I work here.
Did he say why?
Why I work here?
No, why he couldn't make it this morning.
Oh, no, no. I didn't want to pry. He sounded busy, though. Busy, busy, busy. Yeah, he was probably busy.
Okay, well, thanks, Grover. I guess I'll just go into work, then.
Well, don't you want something to eat first? I could fry up some eggs. And Hal's going to be here any minute to make his famous omelets.
I'm not really hungry. I wonder what happened that he couldn't meet me. It had to be pretty important. Jason, where's Whit?
Oh, he went fishing with Tom. Do you know where the cinnamon is? Dad wanted me to make some snickerdoodles.
He went fishing? He was supposed to meet me for breakfast.
Yeah, but what a great day to be out on the lake. Hey, can you substitute nutmeg for cinnamon?
Did he leave me a message or anything?
Oh, yeah, sorry. Almost forgot.
I knew he would.
Here, Connie, please clean gum off of bottom of chairs today. Whit. Wow, you get the fun jobs.
That's all? Mm-hmm. Let me see that. P.S. Please save any green pieces for Wooten's collection. That's it? I don't get it.
Ooh, paprika. Maybe this will work.
Connie, good. I need to talk to you.
Hi, Mitch. What's going on?
Hey, Mitch.
Oh, hi, Jason. I didn't see you there.
Well, I guess I'll go do my snickerdoodling in the kitchen. Excuse me.
What's wrong?
Nothing. I just had to tell you I need to cancel our plans for tonight. There's someone the FBI wants me to meet with.
Mm. Did you make a decision?
Not yet, but I'm talking to one of the head honchos this afternoon. He'll map out the plan.
Oh, you're mapping already?
I just want everything laid out on the table before I jump into it and get in over my head.
So you're planning on jumping into it?
All I'm doing is finding out information so I can make a knowledgeable decision. There's nothing to worry about.
Yeah, nothing at all. What? Mitch is joining the FBI? He only left 15 minutes ago.
I said I had an itch in my left eye. What are you talking about?
Oh, nothing.
Yeah, maybe you should get your hearing checked. Or invest in a toothbrush. Clean out your ears.
Huh?
I'll get it. You probably didn't hear it anyway. Hello, Witt's End. Oh, hi, Witt.
Ooh, let me talk to him.
Yeah, I'll pass it on. I think she wants to talk to you, though.
Yeah.
She's right. Okay, I'll let her know. Yeah, bye.
What did he say?
I asked if you'd make some fresh butter pecan before you leave tonight.
Well,
he needed to go. He said he'd see you tomorrow.
But I can't wait that long. Thanks for coming in. See you next time.
Bye-bye.
I'll get it.
No, I got it this time. Whit? Oh, hi, Mitch. No, that's okay. I've just been leaving messages for Whit the past hour, so I thought, well, it doesn't matter. How'd the meeting go? Good. Sounds like they really want you. So what are you thinking? Still not sure.
Oh, hi, Connie. Just here to pick up
Hold on, Mitch. Whit, I need to talk to you.
Oh, I'm sorry, Connie, but I'm late meeting Jack and Joanne for dinner, but I needed to grab my keys,
but
so...
Whit!
We'll talk tomorrow, promise.
But... Bye! No, not you, Mitch. I'm still here. Yeah, we can talk tomorrow. Everyone wants to talk tomorrow. I will. Bye. Oh. I have one of the most important people in my life, maybe leaving forever. And another important person who seems to be doing everything he can to avoid me. I need to know what to do. Mitch can't leave. He just can't. I just went through all the goodbyes and tears, and then he came back. And now I can't say goodbye again. I don't have any goodbyes left. Why would God let me care about someone so much just to take them away? I've never felt so lonely. No wonder I'm talking to myself. Please be home, Whit. Please be home.
Oh, hi, Connie.
Whit!
Listen, I'm on the phone long distance,
but,
right? Oh, you're crying.
I need you. I need you now.
Oh, Connie. Oh, come here. Jana, I'll call you back. What's wrong?
Mitch might leave again. How could he do that? And where were you? You haven't... Why haven't you been here for me?
Well, what do you mean?
You've always been there for me, Whit. You're supposed to be. And then you go fishing.
Well, there's nothing wrong with fishing.
But I've always been more important than those things.
Hmm. Yeah, it hurts to be put on the back burner of someone's life, doesn't it?
Yeah. On everyone's back burner. Mitch might move away. You're not around. It feels like God even abandoned me.
Well, how did God abandon you, Connie?
He allowed Mitch to leave and come back and now maybe leave again.
Well, have you asked him what he thinks?
Mitch?
Oh, no, Connie. God.
Well, not really.
Well, then who abandoned whom?
I guess I did the abandoning. I haven't spent much time with God lately. I've been so busy with Mitch. Kind of like how you've been too busy to talk to... Hey, were you neglecting me on purpose?
Just making a point, Connie.
Well, you made it.
So, what's going on with Mitch? Do you want to talk about it?
Yeah, but not right now. I haven't even prayed about it yet. I want to do that first.
Ah, it sounds like a good idea, Connie. You want to meet for breakfast tomorrow?
Yeah, Hal's Diner?
Sure, sure.
Okay, I'll see you at 7.
Bless her heart.
Maybe 7:15.
Okay, Connie.
I love this spot.
The lake looks incredible this time of day, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So what did you want to talk to me about?
Well, I have a confession to make.
What is it?
I've been so focused on myself and what I want that I haven't really prayed that God does what's best for you.
Oh, you mean the FBI thing?
Yeah. It could be really good. Although I'd miss you a lot.
I know. I'd miss you too.
So I've started praying that God will do whatever He wants for you, not what I want for you.
Thanks. I know it's hard.
It is. But I spent a lot of time with God last night, and I realize, I'm not quite sure how to say this, I love spending time with you, but I think it's become too important.
What do you mean by that?
I don't want my relationship with you to become more important than my relationship with God. And right now, it sure seems that way.
Well, I haven't been doing so well in that God area lately either. But I guess you're right. As significant as you are to me, you can't take God's place.
So what do we do?
I think we need to take a step back in our relationship. We jumped into it pretty quickly.
And I've been going full speed ahead since you came back from the Witness Protection Program.
So maybe we should step on the brakes.
Yeah. Do you mean stop seeing each other?
No, I mean, I hope not, unless you...
No, I don't.
Want a date?
No, yes. I don't want to not want a date.
So we're still hanging out?
Yeah.
Just not all the time.
Right. So, you ready for the sandwiches?
Of course. What kind did you make?
Oh, they have a little bit of everything. Turkey, avocado, lettuce, tomato, cheese, sprouts. Mm. They were so tall I had to use a tooth...
Ow! My lip!
Toothpick to hold them together.
Is it bleeding?
Yeah. Here, use this napkin. Oh, I'm so sorry about that.
Oh, maybe I can't keep dating you. There's not much of me left.
Just shows that love hurts.
Yeah, but it's not supposed to require stitches.
I'm so sorry.
Just when everything looked like it was getting back to normal. Do you think Mitch will join the FBI or stay in Odyssey? Well, whatever happens, I'm glad they've both decided to make time for God and put Him first in their lives. And as they seek God, I believe He'll show them where He wants them to go. Like it says in Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will make your path straight." What a wonderful promise, and what an important call to come to Him with everything and trust His heart. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Between You and Me was written and directed by Kathy Waringa. Our vocal talent included Paul Herlinger, Katie Lee, Townsend Coleman, Steve Burns, and Dave Madden. Our production engineer was Bob Luttrell. And our producers were Marshall Younger and Bob Hoos. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.